22 minutes after 4, South African time. It's a beautiful Mubarak Friday morning here in Johannesburg. I want to welcome the listeners of Radio Al Ansar International. I want to welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. And yes, today is the 27th of Jumad al-Ukhra, 1444. Let's welcome our beloved Honorable Fadilatul Ustad. Ustad, welcome to the Q&A this early Friday morning. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, Ustad.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa arafat. Jazakallahu khayran to our technicians, Brother Junaid Khan and Brother Riyaz Hussain. Nahmaduhu wa nuswalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي سبحانك لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. All praise due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Today, the Mubarak, blessed, honorable day of Jumu'ah Friday, the 27th of Jumad al-Akhirah, 1444, with the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, we focus on chapter 24, Surah An-Nur, and verse number 63. In yesterday's lesson, we mentioned to you, when Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam calls a person, he must respond immediately unless he has a valid excuse. And similarly, that we are not allowed to call the master Mustafa Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alaihi wasallam by his name only. We must use honorary titles before or after Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Ye to muhabbat ka taqaza hai, iman ka taqaza hai. That is what our faith demands from us, and that is what our ishq and our love for the master Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam demands from us, and that is part of our adab and Islamic etiquettes. So today's lesson, chapter 24, verse number 63. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ لِوَاذَا. We take you to Medina Munawwara. Mustafa Habibuna sallallahu alaihi wasallam is discussing certain important issues. The Sahaba, the beloved students, the companions are sitting there, and whatever the Master alayhi salatu salam is saying, they are listening attentively. And we mentioned this in chapter 24, verse 62. But among the companions, there were some people who were hypocrites and munafikin. So they would play the double game. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major offense. People who sit on the fence are guilty of committing a major offense. Always remember that. And you will find them in all times, all places, all circumstances. So these hypocrites and munafikin, now Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam is rendering, delivering the advices, discourses. Now these hypocrites, this is what they will do. And Almighty Allah's warning to them. قَدْ يَعْلَمُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ. Verily, surely, definitely, Almighty Allah knows very, very well those people, the hypocrites. يَتَسَلَّلُونَ مِنْكُمْ. يَتَسَلَّلُونَ means, instead of coming forward and listening to the Master, alayhi salatu salam, attentively, يَتَسَلَّلُونَ, that what would they do? يَتَسَلَّلُونَ, they would go backwards. They'll go and crawl on their buttocks and go in reverse gear. Backwards they will go. Minkum, slowly, slowly, gently, gently. And liwada, sitran ba'dukum bi ba'din. Some of them will try and cover up the other. So one will go in this position, one in that position, and the one will just slip away. So as that, they will think that Almighty Allah Jalla Wala does not know Allah forbid, Allah exposes them. They think the Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the Prophet of Islam, did not observe and see that. So after the Wahi revelation, obviously the Master Alayhi Wasallam comes to know, even if the crowd is big and so forth. So therefore, we need to be very careful. If we imitate, emulate the Master, Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in different walks of life, in kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you love Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, fattabi'uni, follow me, Prophet Muhammad, Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam, immaculately. People translate fattabi'uni, follow me, emulate me, till day is incomplete. You have to say immaculately that you will follow to the T. That is ittiba. Then yuhbibkumullah, you become the beloved of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and your sins will be forgiven. Chapter 3, verse 31, Surah Al Imran, verse 31. That is when we imitate and emulate the Master alayhi salatu salam immaculately. And those people like the hypocrites, فَلْيَحْذَرِ الَّذِينَ يُخَالِفُونَ. Hence, those people must beware, even now, يُخَالِفُونَ, who are opposing, now and in the future, an amrihi, his commandments, the commandment of the Prophet Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He, the Master alayhi salatu wasalam, said that do this. Today the ummah say no, we will not do, because it's not logical according to our puny little brains, or we undermine it, it's just a sunnah, it's not something compulsory. That is what you hear, never mind non-Muslims, Muslims speaking like that, some of them. And to see bahum fitna, lest it afflicts them, a huge, big calamity. Oh, you see bahum adabun alim. Oh, it afflicts them a painful, terrible punishment. You will see any person who opposes the laws of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala and the teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. For such people, khasirat dunya wal akhirah, then they are failures, hopeless disgrace in this world and in the year after. Dhalika wal khusranul mubin, that is the greatest failure. And hopeless such people will be in this world and hereafter, although people might think that they are successful. So inshallah, tomorrow, Saturday, we will complete the surah, chapter number 24, and Monday, inshallah, we'll start and commence chapter 25, Surah Furqan, the criterion. Let's take you around the world and give you the latest news, views, and interviews. Number one, 400,000 people marched in Paris, in Paris, and against Macron. Macron is humiliated, disgraced, because he hates Islam and Muslim. And that's only in Paris. In Paris, remember that. If you look at the whole of France and Lyon and us and all the places, then over 2 million people marched yesterday, and they're rejecting his retirement and pension policy and proposal. So humiliation, disgrace for Macron. He is the enemy who promotes the cartoons of Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah jalla wala states, inna shani'aka wal abtar, anybody hates you, ya Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, we will crush him, Allah will decimate him. This is part of the process. Afghanistan, Allah have mercy on them, that more than 70 is the conservative estimate, is over 100 now. So must be hundreds of people have become shuhada and martyrs in the freezing snow. And it is one of the coldest winters in decades there in Afghanistan. More than 70,000 animals also died. Now imagine a country that is so poor, and you know they have big problems with the sanctions and so forth. But Allah Jalla wa Ala is going to give them more and more. So we make dua, Allah Ta'ala grant their shuhada, Jannat al-Firdaus, their martyrs. Allah Ta'ala grant the bereaved family strength, endurance, sabr and silwan. China, they're having a lunar year, you see. So they also follow the lunar calendar. We have to scan the sky this week, Sunday evening, and see if the crescent is sighted. That will usher in the month of Rajab, inshallah. So the Chinese lunar year is about to start. There will be mass migration, and the authorities of them, ching, ping, ping, and all of them, are worried what will happen. They say in some places, one city, one place, province, 60,000 people got corona and what have you. So remember, their diet is like that. Their diet is wine, swine, and what have you. So you must get sick. Then what else is going to happen? Iran. So listen to this one. This is a funny story. South Korea told the people there in UAE that, you see, we are South Korea, so we have a threat. North Korea is a threat to us. So for you, UAE, Iran is a threat for you, for UAE. So the Iranians got very upset with this, and they summoned this South Korean ambassador, meaning wherever they are and so forth, and told him, you must not talk nonsense in that. If you take Iran, we've been there with Allah's help, and you take UAE, they can flatten them up in one day, one week. You must remember this. Do you know it's the best army in the whole Middle East? Iran has after Israel. So what did Saudi Arabia and United Arab Emirates, these are jokers in front of Iran. So remember, Iran is very, very powerful. They Shia, they Kufar, but what is the truth? We must speak, remember that. Iranian Revolution Guards must be considered as, remember, terrorists, and that is what the European Union is suggesting. They say that because they're assisting Russia. So I pose this question to you, the European Union. Are you not giving arms, ammunition, money to Israel? Are you not helping Israel in their ethnic cleansing, in their genocide, in their Nazi regime? Shame on you, European Union and America. Hang your faces in shame, you white hegemony. You want to come teach the world about democracy and human rights. Already 17 people murdered cold-blooded in Israel, occupied Palestine, and you want to come tell us about this human rights business? That's why we support Putin. Putin, you harami, you put them in their place. You can take them all away, all these leaders and so forth. We will stand with you and make dua for you. Russian oil in great demand, remember that. People from various countries, oh Putin, we with you, give us some cheap oil. So everybody is not a holy war, it's an oily war. So remember that, you know. Modi, that's another butcher of Gujarat. Remember that, destroying our masajid and mosque in India, destroying other madrasas and our religious schools in India. See, disgrace upon disgrace. BBC carried down. Listen to this carefully, all of you. Then you will understand who our worst enemies are. So BBC carried out a documentary against Modi, the butcher of Gujarat, and held him responsible and said he allowed his mob to go and murder and rape the Muslims there in Gujarat for 3 days, which is the truth, obviously. And therefore, America did say, said that time, they will not give him a visa for 10 years, but once he became prime minister, then the landscape, political landscape changed. When Sunak was questioned about this, he said, no, he rejects it. So he tells you where Richie Rich Sunak is. He's 100% supporting Modi. As long as you destroy Islam and Muslims, we're very happy with you. So that is where we are. We should know these type of things. Let's carry on with, remember that, today's stories and tell you, Peru, big problems there. They're right in Lima, and the buildings are burning, and the people are demanding fresh elections because the people they support, they are in jail, and now the incumbent is not so strong. So big problems there. And Bolivia also, that was our last country we visited in 2019. Peru also we went with Allah's help. Bolivia's agricultural capital, remember, is Santa Cruz. That is where we were. There also big problems. Some people wanted one politician to be freed, and they said, no, he's going to stay there. And if you go to the latest edition of Muslim Woman, I received mine yesterday, you will find an article on Bolivia, very good magazine, Muslim Woman, purchase it, and inshallah, it will assist you. Iran and Russia are increasing free trade. That's a good move by both of them. That Iran and Russia, free trade now. We will send to you things. You send things to us. No taxes, no custom, nothing. So that is very good. Remember, both our enemies, but what is good is good. So, you see, the Haaretz, they carried an article. They said, BB is breaking the special relationship of Israel with America. So that is what's happening. Haaretz carried another article and said, Derry, you must go home. You're not fit to be the minister here. So there's big turmoil, crisis in Israel, and always Allah Ta'ala's curses on them. Now look at these two stories. These are clowns, you know. Saudi Arabia closes one park. Now listen to this, Maulana. One whole park, they closed it. Nobody can enter. No Saudi can enter for 2 hours. Why? Because Ronaldo and his girlfriend, not wife, his girlfriend, and his child or children can enter. They can see everything. So no Saudi is allowed, nobody. Ronaldo, the Zani, the fornicator, adulterer, he can roam around and so forth. Therefore, we tell you, Saudi Arabia is no more Muslimstan. It's Kufristan now. They promote every vice now. You must remember, bikini beaches, rave shows, and so many other haram activities. And remember, the leader, de facto leader, says he rejects hadith. Some hadith in Bukhari also, he said he rejected. So how can ever these people be Muslim? Biden must handle the classified information. Our beloved South Africa, Impangani, is cut off from the grid already. Big problems now with the load shedding, and now they say you didn't pay your bills, we cut you off. So see, our beautiful country now going and sliding. Allah alone protect us. There must be no civil war, no mayhem, chaos, and anarchy. Today is the day of Jumu'ah. Read abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, read 2 rakat, Salatul Hajj. Ya Allah, protect the lives of every person, Muslim, non-Muslim, male, female, adult, and child. Ya Allah, bring about peace in this wonderful country of ours. And Ya Allah, protect us from all the agitators and people who want to cause us harm. Our programs today, inshallah, 8:30 to 9, Mufti Muhammad Aku with Mo Zahid Khan. The Adhan from Makkah today will be around 11:32, our South African time. So 11:35 South African time, the sermon, the khutbah will start. The Sheikh delivering the khutbah today is Sheikh Faisal Ghazawi. His forefathers come from Gaza, Palestine. I will be here in the Sufi Masjid, inshallah. Here in Lanesia, Adhan is at 12:25. So all might Allah make it easy for all of us. Jazakallah khair.
Ameen. I've got Brother Kurt. Ustad, he says, I hear you, AK, I hear you. But who in Russia will topple Putin? Ustad.
Why must they topple him? You must remember that when the economy is booming, when there's great supply and demand, you must remember for the oil and so forth. Obviously, he, if you know Putin and you know Russian politics, Putin is such that if you oppose him, one way or the other, they will eliminate you. You must remember that. He's a big harami, but now we like him. Like him for one thing, he's prepared to take on the Americans. He's prepared to take on NATO. He's prepared to take in Israel, which currently in the world, nobody is prepared to do. So that's the only reason. So remember that you will get people who don't really understand the real politics. So they will want to get rid of him because they are proxies of America, NATO, Europe, and so forth. Look at Britain, how the food prices are spiraling out of control. Europe is experiencing one of its worst winters as far as finances go, their economic situation. So remember this, they got them, Putin has them on the ropes. So he is playing a very good game. And remember, the West really feels fear him, America included, because he has the greatest amount of nuclear. If he starts his nuclear, then remember the whole America, Europe, then it's history. So that will be big problems for the world.
I've got a revered brother, Ustad. He wants to know that why are men allowed to wear eye shadow like a female, Ustad?
So since when men can wear eye shadow, my brother? In Islam, the Muslim men must be men. They mustn't become bailas. They mustn't become those who are imitating women and speak like women and walk and talk like women. So remember that when Satan, Lucifer, Shaitan was expelled from Jannah and Paradise, so he, Satan, Lucifer, said, Iblis, I am not going to sit alone in hell. I am going to get pack it up and I'm going to get a lot of customers. What will I do? Chapter 4, Surah An-Nisa, verse 119. وَلَآمُرَنَّهُمْ فَلَيُغَيِّرُنَّ خَلْقَ اللَّهِ I will surely command them, and they will change the creation of Allah. Look at today's world, modern world. Transgender. Steve wants to become Eve. Eve wants to become Steve. Absolutely haram in Islam. Then you look at the men, some of them Muslim. They come to mosque, and they're wearing earrings. Or you find they got ponytail. Or you find, you must remember, they got eyeshadow. Or Allah alone knows what other shadow. Maybe upstairs, downstairs also they got some shadow. So all haram, all this. Brother, you mustn't think that is permissible. Absolutely haram. And people who carry out these activities are cursed by Almighty Allah. For a male to imitate a female and female to imitate the male, they cut their hair from the back. You don't know it's a Eve or a Steve, the woman, they cut their hair and they make like the man, all absolutely haram and not permissible.
Subhanallah. I see Colin says, so could the US and China actually go to war over Taiwan, Ustad?
100%, why not? But America knows that they better stay away. America is very weak today. They don't have the appetite to fight. They were defeated by the Taliban. Taliban manufactured their own car. And it's like a sports car with a Toyota engine there. So they told them that now we got the F-16s, now we got oil, we got lithium, and just now we're cutting deals more and more with China. So China is playing its cards very smart, and China knows if it's in trouble, Russia will assist them. Russia knows if they're in problem, China will help them and bring Iran in the mix. Iran knows how to play it. Iran, remember, Shia's history is always based on hypocrisy and double standards. You need to understand that. So they have built strong ties with Russia. They're going to build strong ties again with China. And then they will be supporting them with the kamikazes. And you saw the destruction the kamikazes brought there in Ukraine. So therefore, remember, America is losing friends. These Arab tinpot dictators and puppets also want to switch alliance now. That they say, no, we better ditch the dollar and start using other currencies, because now they're realizing America never has friends, they only have interest. And what is the interest? They use them and then drop them like a condom. So that is what people don't understand in today's world.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. Sister Elizabeth, she says, morning to you and to the team, AK. Why does Israel refuse to accept Hindu marriages as legal in their country? Sister Elizabeth, Ustad.
You must remember that any person who can see is not a jaundiced person, jaundiced eye person, does not have any allegiance to Israel like most Jews have. Not all, most of them. Israel is a terrorist state. Why? Occupation is terrorism. Israel, it's a Nazi country. Why? Because they carry out crimes just like the Nazis. Israel is an apartheid regime, worse than the apartheid that we experience in South Africa. I say it, I can be biased, I'm a Muslim, born Muslim, alhamdulillah. We in this country over 100 years, my father, grandfather, great-grandfather, and all of them. But the point I'm making here is this, that go ask people like Tutu and them, his memoirs and his features and all that are available. He went to Israel, the rogue apartheid Nazi regime, and said, the apartheid there is worse than the apartheid we experience in South Africa. So therefore, you need to understand this, the only concern of themselves. Hindus, Muslims, Christians, all that, they call us Gentile, they call us Goyim, they call us Ummiyin. Laysa alayna fil Ummiyin sabil. We don't bother about you. Quran spoke of that 1400 years ago and more. So therefore they say we must have a Jewish state, remember. So democracy, but Jewish state. But when the Supreme Court passes verdict against the Jewish state, then Derry, Bibi, and all of them now want to jump and destroy the democracy in Israel, even for the Jutlas. So you saw last week, Saturday night, 80,000 Jutlas were marching, and this week, watch again. It will go to over 100,000, inshallah. Now, this morning, you see me, I speak straight, whether you like, don't like, right? I'm telling you, we make dua. Ya Allah, give these people guidance. But when it comes to the Jutlas and so forth, we say, Ya Allah, we know that these people, 90% will not embrace Islam. Quran said so. So Ya Allah, you decimate them. You destroy them. You bring civil war amongst them. Allahumma khalif bayna qulubihim wa sufufihim. Allahumma harrik buyutahum. Allahumma sallit alayhim kalban min kilabik. So that is our dua. And we see the mazloom, the oppressed people, when they cry and they beg Allah, then Allah's help always comes to the oppressed. So that is what's happening there. They're not going to recognize a Hindu marriage or a Muslim marriage. They're not interested. They consider us as second, third, fourth class citizens.
Allahu Akbar, subhanallah. So somebody says it then, why did Erdogan change the name of Turkey, Ustad?
So you must remember, Erdogan is a politician. So expediency, that, do you know, I tell you four or five things of Erdogan. First, he was against Israel, but now he's already building up ties with Israel. Then he was against, you must remember, Iran. Then he made ties with Iran. Then he was against Taliban. He was part of the NATO and all that who fought Taliban. So Erdogan was part of that. Remember that. So, but now they want to cut deals with them because they know the oil and so forth. So remember, whether it's Erdogan or whether it's who, they all look for their own interests. They all use Islam when it suits them and so forth and so on. So they want to say, we must go back to our roots and Turkiya. So that is what the original name and so forth. So therefore, Turkey. Turkey is like the European name, the anglicized name, and so forth. You take our South Africa, easy example. So I have family there in Natal, Tongaat. So what is Tongaat? No problem for me and you, most of us. So no, but the people, they say, no, we want the original name. So Baba, what's the original name? Tongaati. You see? So that will cost us million rand, Tongaati. You see? So that is how things are, brother.
Subhanallah. I see Jeremy says, so do you believe Netanyahu has been a good leader for Israel? Why or why not?
So you must remember, Netanyahu is a war criminal. Netanyahu is a person who's still going to suffer the consequences. Do you know anything of Israel politics? Every leader from Ben Gurion till now, everyone is a war criminal. Do you know Ben Gurion, that you know Sharon suffered for 8 years? He remained in the pains and pangs of death. You see what will happen to this harami as well, Netanyahu Bibi. So he thought that he made ties with the Arabs, Saudi Arabia or United. But Saudi Arabia, they got ties, although it's not official. So it's under the table business, you know. So with United Arab Emirates or Bahrain or Morocco and all these countries, Jordan and Egypt and so forth. They treat them also as second class. The envoy from Jordan came. He couldn't enter Masjid al-Aqsa. So what peace are you talking about? So remember this, Netanyahu is 100% crook. That is what he is, and the Israelis are seeing his true qualities now, how he wants to stay out of jail and undermine the Supreme Court as well. A disaster he is for Israel. You just have to read the Haaretz newspaper. Read every day the Haaretz. It's a left-wing newspaper. And then you will know the true qualities, according to the Jews, who is Netanyahu.
Listen to this one, Ustad. He says here, good morning to you, sir. Government gives pension money and relief funds to hide corruption in the presidency to gain votes. This is clear daylight robbery. Every department in the government is corrupt to start.
It's nothing new that, my brother. We all know these type of things. So next year is elections. So you must remember that. Then you must put your vote where you want to. So we told you 100% that we never ever voted for them. So the problem here in South Africa is this, that people don't know who to vote for, because the opposition are also so fragmented, and so there's no, as far as the masses go, there is no good opposition and so forth. That's the big problem we face.
I've got a new listener, Ustad. I think it's Sister Anita. She says that, why is Israel's flag the symbol of Judaism? Why doesn't Israel have a normal flag like all other countries? Is Israel really a country made of religious people from all over the world rather than a native ethnicity, Ustad?
So you must remember, let me explain to you the three parts. One, you must remember their flag. Their flag is white in color, blue line on top, blue line at the bottom, and the Star of David in between. So the lines on top and at the bottom is Minal Furati ilan Nil. One is Israel, and one is what they relish and cherish. It's called Eretz Israel, E-R-E-T-Z, Eretz Israel, larger Israel. So they say, we are chosen people, and we're going to take control from the River Nile, there in Cairo, in Egypt, and right up to the Euphrates River in Iraq. So they got that already, if you look at it to a certain extent, that Egypt is run by them in this sense, Sisi is Ibnul Yahudiya, and they can dictate terms to them. And that side, they got the Shias, that are also part of the Jews. So remember in Iraq, so you can see that how much control they are wielding in these places here. And that is a dream come true for them. And remember, Israel is not a normal state. It is the 50, if you've been to America or you study America, America has 50 states. So Israel is the 51st state of America. So therefore, they call it a special relationship. So they will always discuss what must we do and so forth. Who's giving the greatest aid? Who's vetoing everything at United Nations and so forth? And they use religion when it suits them. These people hate Judaism. These people hate the Torah. They just use it when it suits them. Therefore, you have 10% of the Orthodox Jews and 80-90% of the freelancers among the Jews, the modern Jews, progressive Jews, call them whatever you want to. Therefore, for them to define a Jew, that becomes a big debate in Israel and so forth. So that is where they stand. So I've been there with Allah's help 5 times, and I saw how they treat people, so how they treated me. But we shut them up properly also. So they asked me, if we allow you to go inside, what will you tell the Palestinians? I said, I don't have to tell the Palestinians anything. They know their history. I will tell my people, who don't know anything about Palestine. So then they just looked at me and so forth. So once you know you are speaking the truth, you don't have to fear anybody.
Ustad, there's a person from South Africa asking, is it good at the moment to go and live in Palestine, Ustad?
So, Brabba, we Muslims can't even handle load shedding properly there in the Palestinian areas. 20, 22 hours, they don't have lights and electricity. Go for a visit, go and help them and assist them. That's very good. Me and you, you can't stay there, brother. That you will get frustrated, and then in 1 week, you know, we Muslims, 1-2 exceptions, you can make 5-10%. 80-90% of us are like that, Muslims in South Africa, because we had it too good for too long. If they bring a water pistol also, our huzu will break. You must remember that. We just talk too much, remember. We can't take the life there. It's too difficult for us, because we spoiled breads. I speak of majority Muslims.
Logan says that, AK, let's face it, the price of electricity is 13 times more than inflation. We are becoming a fourth world country. Do you believe God still listens to oppressors? Logan Ustad.
We believe whatever is mentioned in the Quran Sharif. We believe what Quran is a direct word, friends, a special and a direct speech of Almighty Allah Jalla Wala. We believe in the three teaching, preaching of Prophet Muhammad Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. That also is Wahi and Revelation, chapter 53, verses 3 and 4. وَمَا يَنْتِقُ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ إِنْ هُوَ إِلَّا وَحْوِ يُوحَىٰ. He, the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, does not speak of his own desires. It is but Wahi and Revelation and so forth and so on. So therefore, we must always be careful of what we say. But therefore I encourage you to ask me questions. We will present to you the true Islam, not the redefined Islam and polluted Islam like people want to do today in most parts of the world. So the Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, sallallahu alaihi wasallam, said, for all times, all places, ittaqi, fear da'watul mazlum, the dua, the supplication of the oppressed person. فَلَيْسَ بَيْنَهُ وَبَيْنَ اللَّهِ hijab, between him, the oppressed person, and Almighty Allah, there's no veils, there's no curtains. إِشَارَةٌ إِلَىٰ سُرْأَةِ الْعِجَابَةِ, surely Allah will accept his dua very, very quickly. So we ourselves must become true Muslims also and practice on Islam. So we can't just say we oppress, but we don't want to practice. So everyone has to practice, and then even if a person is a non-Muslim and is oppressed and he cries to Allah, his supplication in this world will be accepted. So that is what Islam teaches us. Last question.
Somebody says, Anonymous, is it likely that Belarus will attack Ukraine? Ustad.
So you must remember, I don't know in which world you all are living in, really speaking. If you're a Muslim, you're not practicing on Iqra. If you're a non-Muslim, then stop watching your TV and all that. They tell you a lot of fairy tales. You must remember that. So all these countries there, Belarus and all of them, are with Russia. You must remember that. They made a special agreement that Russia will use Belarus, and maybe from there they will attack Ukraine and so forth. So how can they be attacking them? They can't do on their own. With Russia together, that is how it will work. Okay, inshallah, and we hope that they decimate Ukraine and NATO and America, inshallah. So that will be a start of a new history. So anyway, the point now is 8:30 to 9, Mufti Muhammad Aku, and inshallah 11:30, 11:35, the translation, the khutbah, and then translation, and then the Jummah, I'll be in Sufi Masjid in Lands. Make dua. Barakallahu fiqh. Assalamu alaikum.